92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. No ice is safe ice. We hear it all the time from the DNR. Now the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office is echoing the refrain. A 23-year-old man was trying to walk across the Fox River in Oshkosh this week when he broke through the ice. He was able to get out of the water and get to shore, where he called 911. A passerby who saw him struggling also called 911. The man got assistance from law enforcement and first responders and thankfully was not injured. Again, no ice is 100% safe, especially if there's a current like in the Fox River. The DOT's February law of the month is to see and be seen. Melissa Kay reports.
State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan encourages drivers to check that their headlights are on and working properly when it's dark or when visibility is limited. Headlights help keep everyone safe and be more visible to other drivers. Remember that automatic light settings aren't always reliable, especially at dusk and when it's foggy, snowing, or raining. Carnahan recommends checking your headlights for ice, snow, and other debris that can restrict visibility.
It's also important to remember that headlights should be white or amber without decorative covers. A couple universities in the Wisconsin system have some big plans now that the State Building Commission has approved $206 million to be used statewide. At UW-Milwaukee, some of that money will go toward fixing water leak seals at Chapman Hall. Meanwhile, $137.5 million is earmarked for the renovation of Polk Library at UW-Oshkosh. The commission also approved funding for some improvements at Winnebago Mental Health Institute, which serves patients and inmates statewide. A city in northeast Wisconsin will impound your car if police suspect reckless driving. Civic Media's Connie Fellman reports from Green Bay.
The new rule allows officers to impound vehicles while issuing tickets or making arrests related to reckless driving. Under a new Wisconsin law, the police department would have to determine if the impounded vehicle is stolen and return it to its owner if possible. If not stolen, the owner would have to pay to get the impounded vehicle back. After passing the council last night, the new ordinance goes into effect immediately.
The new ordinance passed the Green Bay Common Council this month and goes into effect immediately. A story that got statewide, even nationwide attention last year has an update. Ryan Borgwart, the 46-year-old Appleton man who faked his own death while kayaking on Green Lake and then fled to Eastern Europe for a woman, failed to show for a motion hearing in Green Lake County Court this week. According to state court records, neither Borgwart nor his attorney appeared at the hearing. He was trying to get certain digital materials related to his case deleted. However, with no one there to argue the case, the judge dismissed the motion. Borgwart was sentenced to 89 days in jail last August after pleading no contest to obstructing an officer. He also paid $30,000 in restitution, split between the Green Lake County Sheriff's Office and the Wisconsin DNR, for the 58 days that they searched the lake for him. Six people died in snowmobile crashes in Wisconsin so far this year, and the DNR says alcohol is often a factor and is urging riders to wait until they're done for the day before they start drinking. During the upcoming Sled Safe weekend, wardens will patrol trails, share safety tips, and watch for impaired riders. Officials say slowing down and staying on marked trails can save lives.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging the public to report black bear den locations to help with an ongoing study on black bear reproduction. Maddie Schaefer has more.
The research team is accepting any den reports, but is specifically looking for dens in bear management zones C, E, and F, which covers central and southern Wisconsin. Bear cubs are typically born in late January and early February, and this time of year is often when people discover dens, because they can hear cubs squeaking, grunting, or humming while nursing inside. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey will generate new estimates of black bear reproductive rates within each of the state's bear management zones, and the estimates will improve the accuracy of the population models in each zone. The project was started in 2021 and is now going into its fifth year. The purpose of the project is to place GPS collars on sows, or female bears, and track them over the years. The data will let researchers understand litter frequency and cub survival rates. DNR research scientist Aaron Morrison says public assistance is essential to increasing their sample size. Morrison adds that if someone reports a den that includes a sow, they are invited to come out to the survey.
We're very appreciative of the public and their involvement in this project. It wouldn't be a success without them. And so we like to be able to invite them out on those surveys as a way to kind of show them a part of the research that they're involved in.
Morrison says that individuals reporting dens should keep track of the GPS coordinate, take photos of the den, and give a description of the site and surrounding area, and make note of any bear activity. To report the activity, visit the DNR's Black Bear Den submission form.
I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Stace Keen. Three more Wisconsin Republicans are headed for the exit, including Kevin Peterson, Devin LeMahieu, and Rick Gundrum. Peterson is from the 57th District in the Fox Valley and says he's proud of his time in the Assembly and thanked his staff, colleagues, and constituents. Senate Majority Leader LeMahieu from Oostburg says he's ready for a new chapter and wants to spend more time at home. Gundrum is from the 58th Assembly District in central Wisconsin. He says he's looking forward to family and travel after 20 years in local county and state government. LeMahieu is the fourth Republican state senator not seeking re-election this fall, joining Racine's Van Wongard, Brookfield's Rob Hutton, and Whitewater's Steve Nass. In the Assembly, Gundrum is also the fourth GOP member stepping aside, along with Speaker Robin Voss of Rochester, Speaker Pro Tem Kevin Peterson of Waupaca, and Representative Dave Murphy of Hortonville. Public school enrollment is shrinking again across the state of Wisconsin. State data showing public schools lost more than 14,000 students this year, with 68 of the state's 72 counties seeing declines. Overall, enrollment dropped nearly 2% as compared to last year, continuing a long-term slide that's pushing some districts to consider closing or combining districts and schools. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum says the state has been losing students faster than the national average for more than two decades, though the gap has started to shrink recently. And Bayfield County is standing apart from its up north neighbors over the Line 5 pipeline project. The county board there voted 10-2 last month to reject an agreement with Enbridge that would have reimbursed the county for emergency and law enforcement calls at the construction site. The district attorney in Bayfield County said taking that money could make it look like law enforcement is working for the company, not the public. Some supervisors have argued that Enbridge should still help to pay for the extra costs. Iron and Ashland counties have already said yes to that same deal. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers season ends. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers lose in an upset to the High Point Panthers, 83-82. The Panthers hitting three-point shots 15 times in the game. Did the Badgers have a bad performance? Head coach Greg Gard.
You know, I didn't think we played bad. I thought they beat us. They were banging in that many threes. That was their chance to do that. And credit to them. Tip your cap to them. That they were able to make shots, then take more and make more than they have in a long time.
The Badgers' Nick Boyd after the loss.
Disappointing. It's the name of the game, man. You win, you lose. You got to keep your head up, get yourself back up, and, you know, keep fighting. I mean, I ain't disappointed about nothing. It is what it is.
NBA, the Bucks blown out in Utah by the Jazz, 128-96.
We played awful, didn't play with any competitive spirit tonight.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little patchy fog this morning, but that'll be out of here before you know it. Then partly to mostly cloudy with a high right around 55 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, the nicest day of the week with plenty of sunshine and a high of 67.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.